Hello.
Hey there.
Hey.
Oh, it feels so good to be back.
Oh, so nice.
In episode 27 of Come Get Your Podcast. I am your host, Adam.
I am Dustin.
And I am Chris.
And for some reason on our docket, it says we're all apart.
I mean, that's true, though.
Proper fucking introductions. Which is, yes, it is true.
Yeah, I mean, we're not in the same room. But that's
no, we never have been.
Yeah. So that's, has it just always been there and we've just never paid attention to it, or?
No, I think it was there because we hadn't been, like, talking to each other or seen each other a lot at some point because busy schedules and everything. So that I think that was just part of it. Like, ah, it's like, I'm busy, guys. Which
life
is still true.
Got in the way.
Yeah, even at work, they moved Adam. He no longer sits next to me. We don't sit next to each other anymore. So
I'm in
like
a whole other room. That is so much more quiet. I love it.
I bet. I'm jealous. I should have been like, hey, can I move with them? Just take me with you. Please take me with you.
There is an empty desk at the end of the row.
Just move there. What's the worst they're going to do?
Yeah, just move there. Your boss doesn't sit anywhere near you guys, so what does it matter? Well, how we doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic. You sound married.
Do I? Do I sound different?
You sound different.
Like, yeah, I have this ball and chain just holding me back.
You sound about 5 ounces heavier.
We calculated the amount of weight that your ring is.
How much it weighs?
And it's about 5 ounces. We guesstimated.
Yep.
Sounds about like five ounces. Is it weird typing with it?
Not so much anymore. When I first got back to work that Tuesday, because I just took an extra day off, it was weird just trying to hit shift anything. I was like, what the fuck is going on here? I could just rubbing against my pinky knuckle.
Your whole x-axis is off. Ever so slightly.
You know, it's, I always catch sights of it as I'm just, like, sitting there, but
I feel the same way when I wear a Band-Aid.
Yeah, it's just ever so slightly shifted to the...
I hate it. I hate the feeling.
It's like a 5-ounce Band-Aid. It's really what it is.
Essentially.
It's crazy how quickly you do get used to it, though. Like, I don't even really pay attention to it anymore. Other than, like, when I'm driving, you know, there's certain things and where I, like,
the wheel.
Catch. Yeah, it'll catch on my finger, and I'm like, oh, there it is. But...
Just careful not to pull Jimmy Fallon and de-glove your fingers.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. Okay. I'm taking it
my
off.
Number, that is my
right
number one fear.
Right now. Yeah. Yep. That's a terrifying thought. So.
One of Rizzo's claws got caught in one of my bands the other night. And when he was scratching, and I was trying to make him stop, and he got caught and just pulled the ring off. And I was like, oh, that's how that happens.
Oh, man. That's some nightmare fuel right there.
That's exactly how that happens.
But yeah, since the last time we recorded, I am now officially married. So it's, yeah, thank you. Since the questioning, which was a whole lot of fun.
It
was a lot of fun.
Thanks, Jeff, for doing that for us.
Yes,
I hope you guys had a good time at the reception. I feel like
I had a great time.
Dude, I feel like I was so busy.
That's exactly how that goes.
Oh my God. So many people like left, and I swear to God, I don't know if I said goodbye to them or not. I have no idea.
It doesn't matter.
Dude.
I don't think you said goodbye to Jeff, maybe. I know he like Irish exited the
He
shit
Irish
out of that
goodbye.
Place.
The people that just Irish goodbye it, I love them so much. Just because it's like, hey, we get it. We both there's that unspoken goodbye, and then when you just leave, I don't have to worry about it. But yeah, there's
I caught Jeff on his way out, and he would have not said goodbye to me had I not been standing with another one of our mutual friends, and we yelled at him across the parking lot.
How dare you?
Hey,
get back here.
Where are you going?
Hey, well, your boy stayed to the end, you know.
Yeah, you did.
You sure did. There was a lot of CGY podcasts. People and our only guests there, actually.
Yeah, a shout out to our dear friend Josh Boykin for being in town and coming over to see us.
Dude, holy shit, him showing up was so fucking cool. Like, He even got us a card. I was like, what, dude? I almost want to be like, hey, man, you don't have to get us anything. Like,
he's a classy guy.
Oh, man. Josh, that was so cool, man. It was perfect timing, too, later on in the night. So then it was like less people there. I could actually sit down and try to talk to some people. So
I'm glad I saw that voicemail.
Yeah.
He left me.
Oh, absolutely. I remember because cool. We were pretty inebriated at the time. And
yeah.
I remember Claude just like, I got a voicemail from Boykin. He's in town. I was like, what the fuck is Amir, man?
That was a good time. That's really the only thing I was worried about, is I just wanted to make sure people had a good time and the food was good. Like, that's all I cared about. Like, as long as everybody had a good time and ate a good meal, I'm cool.
Great time. Made people laugh with a great speech by me. Proud of my own back there.
That was great.
That was great, yeah.
That was a good speech, dude.
Thank you.
Meal was okay. It was good. Don't get me wrong. But those hors d'oeuvres, fuck.
Bruschettas.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Pulled pork. You're welcome. Strawberry cream cheese. Oh yep. My god, all day.
Yep. Yeah, that was those were solid.
Dude, when we went to the tasting, I was like, I was like, not everybody ever has like a dessert hors d'oeuvre, so we're gonna get that for sure.
Yeah, it's something different.
The bruschetta was me, because Katie doesn't eat tomatoes, for you know. So the bruschetta was my idea.
I figured that was you. I know my boy likes some bruschetta.
Yep, yep. And the pulled pork was my, put my foot down, this is what we're getting. Because it was so fucking good. I was like, I don't care. I want
that
this
was
one.
That was the right choice.
Yes.
I'm glad you picked your battles and you picked the right one.
Yes, I made sure. I was like, food. People are going to want food. This.
Also... slight side tangent, since you like bruschetta so much, have you had the chicken bruschetta salad at Granite City?
I have not.
Do it.
All right. I think that you just decided what my dinner's gonna be tonight.
There you go.
Food,
love it.
I'm pretty sure DoorDash will deliver that to you.
DoorDash does deliver Granite City.
They're not that far from where we are.
That's an easy, you can call ahead and order and then go pick it up.
We've created a monster with DoorDash.
Like, what I like to do. So yeah, that lazy. One's too close. That one's too close. That one, I like ordering Granite City to go. I'll go pick it up. I'll usually get there early and then just have a beer and watch some TV.
Yeah, exactly. Hang out at the bar.
Skedaddle when that's all done.
That might be the one where I just go sit in the bar and have my meal and drink my beer and watch some sports, whatever's on TV.
Granite City, I was doing that exact thing when you proposed to Katie. I remember that distinctly.
At that time?
Yeah, while you were doing it, I was sitting in Granite City drinking a beer, waiting for my food to get given to me.
Just waiting for the notification.
You guys are only blocks apart.
Mm-hmm. Really? I mean, really?
Yeah. That's touching.
Oh, but yes, solid wedding.
Thank you.
I'm biased. Mine was better, but still solid.
It's like a weird, it's a weird feeling to have so much planning go into something that I swear to God feels like it didn't even happen at this point. And also at the same time feels like it happened a fucking year ago and it's been 2 weeks.
Well, I remember at the end of the night saying that Clark's wedding was better and your mom got really upset at me. And I said, well, hold on. The Cubs had won that day. Yeah. It's
game one of the NLCS.
Like, it's memorable.
Ontario Grand Slam, you know? Comeback homer.
Yeah, like how are you going to compete with that?
You solid effort,
hey man,
on your part.
Hey man, I brought the hors d'oeuvres and the food, and our DJ to see if I could.
Your DJ was the shit.
Like, that was also
he was awesome.
That was also something Katie and I put our foot down. Like, we didn't look at multiple DJs. Once we were planning it, it was like, we want Ted. He was the only one on our list.
I really want to thank Ted for you not having to be part of that podcast at one time, because yes, good choice. Yeah. And then two, thanks for not letting me or Clark be the DJ, because there's no way we would have competed with
that. Ted is worth every penny and then some.
And then shout out to the graduation party next to your reception too.
Yeah, I heard about that too. Jesus Christ.
There was a graduation party happening next door and they were bumping. As they should be. But a little too loud, during during speeches. Unfortunately, Katie's sister got, I think, drowned out a little bit. But
yeah, even I could hear it sitting up there.
Yeah. But kudos to Ted for, in between speeches, poking his head in and telling him to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, he was great. Then we got who's the person we were working with at she went over there and I guess threatened to turn the power off to that room. Because she's like head of financing of at this point. Like,
and she's got the
I'm sure you spent more money than they did.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Oh my god.
And as my part of my wedding present from I guess you technically is I made out with an entire case of Coors Light.
Yeah, you did.
That is still sitting in my fridge untouched.
Man, I gotta come over and just drink some of
you're
it.
More than welcome to. I have a lot of beer in there.
Well, it was funny, we went through that first case like immediately.
Yeah,
but I think what helped is stopping and then having another bar that we could access mm-hmm. to get more alcohol from. So
the next D&D campaign at your house, which we have to start back up again.
Yes, we can.
It's gonna be
now that both Adam and I both have more time. Like, weekends are becoming available again for God, I hope the foreseeable future. I'm gonna try to not plan anything.
I have nothing planned for a month. Dude, and I plan on not doing much of anything on weekends for a month.
It feels so weird to be like, what's this next weekend? Are we doing anything this next weekend? I don't think we are. Oh, thank God.
Just record our podcast, play some D&D, and that's it. That's it.
That's so good.
Yes, because while Dustin's wedding was amazing, that was wedding number 2 out of 3
mm-hmm.
for me in a week span, which thankfully they were all on different days, but man.
Well, they were all different days, but one was right before Dustin's.
Yeah.
Wedding the night before.
Adam and Misty showed up to rehearsal for ours on Friday after leaving a previous one. They're in their, you know, dressed up. They come for rehearsal, and then they had to jet back to go back to the reception. Yeah,
we missed cocktail hour for you.
Hey, man, I appreciate it.
But yeah, like I got 3 weddings, 8 days, all of them, some of my best friends, like it was very, very happy times, like hard not to be, and lots of people I hadn't seen in years in some cases that I had seen. So it was totally worth it. I got a really bad head cold after your wedding.
After mine?
Yes. Monday rolled around, could hardly talk and was just sneezing constantly.
Yeah, you and Misty both were struggling before you had to leave on Thursday to go. Because
thankfully I had that entire week off, so I had a few days of rest. But then on that Thursday, we left for Minnesota for one of my other friends' weddings. And that was I'm not gonna lie. That was a rough drive.
Oh, I don't doubt it. That's 5.5 hours, 5 hours.
Yeah, we were about an hour south of Minneapolis. The night before, took NyQuil and a Benadryl just to knock my ass out and get plenty of sleep for the drive ahead. Mm-hmm. Woke up the next morning, woke up at 4:30 that morning, sneezing, not being able to go back to sleep. And then I took more NyQuil and another Benadryl. And then I knocked my ass out. Basically, Misty went to work that morning. And then I didn't actually get up to, like, wasn't able to get up really until, like, noon 30. And I was just groggy. I was supposed to go get a suit that morning that was ready for me. I didn't need it for the wedding. So I just said, skip it.
Yeah, fuck that.
I just kind of tried to wake myself up, got everything packed up, got the dog packed up, dropped off at my mother-in-law's house, realized I forgot to grab his bag of toys and just stuff, meds he needs while we were gone.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to come back here, got that, dropped that back off over at their place, then headed off to Minnesota, got about 45 minutes north of here around Janesville and realized I forgot the suit I was supposed to wear in that wedding. at home.
Oh, God.
And while on the highway, I literally had, like, the Zach Galifianakis from The Hangover, like, all the maths going around my head. Weighing out my options, like, do I want to turn around and go get the suit? Do I want to have my mom go to our house and overnight me the suit? Because we were getting up there on Thursday, and the wedding wasn't until Saturday, so there should have been enough time. And then I just decided to hop off in Janesville and turn around. Drove all the way back here, got my suit, and then drove all the way up to Minnesota.
I mean, at least you realized it at that point. And
yes, that was
Janesville,
that.
Not like
had, I would say, had I been around Madison, there was. I don't think I would have turned around. I would have had to have my mom overnight it to me.
Yeah. You're like, oh God, we're over an hour away from home.
But they, like, Janesville, it, like, that was, that's just the cusp of, like, fuck it, it's fine. I'll guess we'll just deal with rush hour traffic because they're doing construction in Wisconsin for 60 miles all at once.
That's their secret. They are always doing construction.
They really are. Wisconsin. But, like, when it's done, it is actually very nice.
Yeah, when it's done, whenever
when
that
it's done.
Happens.
Well, but they've been working on sections of it for the past 6 years.
I'm driving up that way next month. Their friend's got a cabin up there and about 4 hours from here.
Okay.
So
I know where you're going to be, basically, or probably.
Big lake or something.
Yep. So. Yep, you're going to have fun with all that construction.
Yay.
But at least once you get there, it's going to be nice and relaxing in that cabin.
I would say. So. It shouldn't be, depending on when you go, it shouldn't be that bad. But
it's a weekend of the 21st of July, I think.
Yeah. Okay. Who knows? Maybe they'll have sections of it done, and it'll be nice and easy. Probably not, though.
Probably not.
Yeah, I'm not getting my hopes up on that one. So,
but yep, it was a hell of an 8 days. but all the people I got to see, minus the last one's wife, all of you guys were in my wedding, so that was fun for me to be in all your weddings. Got to drink a lot of good beer up in Minnesota. That was nice.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, you went to all those bars, right?
Yes, where we stayed at, within a 5 minute walk, there were in a radius around us, a 5 minute walk radius. It was probably about 15 different places that served beer.
Perfect.
Yeah, it was good, and got that classic Minnesota fried food with tater tots. it was delicious.
fuck, tater tots are amazing by themselves. So put that with
they usually are, but like, it's like a Minnesota staple somehow. They have like a Canada has poutine, northern Minnesota has poutine as well. But like on the whole, Minnesota serves tots with everything. Like they'll make tater tot casseroles all the time.
Ooh, I love tater tot casserole, man. That's like a comfort food for sure.
Yeah, that Minnesota does comfort food in spades.
I'm moving.
It's a great state.
Oh yeah, I bet. Good state up there.
And naturally, we didn't get up there until about 10:30 at night.
Damn.
Because I'm an idiot. But to be fair, I was also in a medically induced fog.
Yeah, you were. you were drugged out.
It wasn't until about 7 o'clock, 7:30 that night, where I was like, "Oh, I'm awake now. Like, let's do this. This drive's easy." But yeah, you know, we get there, check in, get everything up into the room, and like, we need dinner. Where should we go? Get some real good Minnesotan food. And we found a classic taqueria within walking distance of our hotel and had authentic Mexican street tacos for dinner.
Oh,
as Minnesotans, you know, do.
They're known for their street tacos up there, for sure.
Yeah, exactly. Honestly, that was some of the best tacos I've had ever. But
was it like a food truck, local place?
No, it's La Bamba's House of Tacos, or La Bamba's Taqueria. And they basically, it was like, you have three styles of taco you can choose from. Mexican, you can go, they called it gringo style. And then some other, like, I think it was like Californian or something like that. And then just basically, like, you have three choices of meat. It comes with cilantro and onion, and you get like cojita cheese sprinkled on top of it. That's it. And then you have like four different sauces behind you at like a little buffet bar you can put on there if you want.
Well, I think it's like I think it was like Gordon Ramsay was like one of the people that was like, you don't want an overcrowded menu. Keep it simple.
Yep.
You know, because.
And that's exactly what this place was. It's like they had horchata, which I love.
Oh, hell yeah.
And then like they're doing it right, because where we were, there is a Minnesota camp, like sister campus for Minnesota University. And
college,
so they're
open. College students galore.
It's a college town. They're open till 3 a.m. every single night. There was one person in that entire place working there that spoke English. And so like those are like you get in that vibe, and like that's how you know it's gonna be good. Like they serve tripe. Like they had several different dishes with tripe in it, which I still have. I don't have the balls to try yet, but someday maybe.
Well, it's like that Mexican restaurant by Oasis in Rockford. Like that place is open late, and it's like bomb.
Yeah,
like it's okay. Good shit. I can't remember what it's called, but
well, even where I live, which I'm not going to name it on the podcast because I don't want people to narrow that down. But there's a little Mexican place right by my house that is delicious.
It is good. It is quite good.
But yeah, like it's crazy week and a half. Lots of more ups than downs. Fucking Anthony Bourdain, that kind of hit me pretty hard.
Yeah, that was fucked up.
But on the whole, great week, fantastic week, lots of love in the air, so it was nice. And then, you know, E3.
I concur with everything you just said.
Fucking E3.
Which, admittedly, off the bat, I did not really get to watch because
I was a little busy
and then traveling.
Again, it was quite funny to realize that you were more busy than me. I'm getting married and you had a busier schedule.
It was a tight schedule. If it wasn't as a tight schedule, we probably would have been about on the same level, but I think just based on everything, I mean, granted, you didn't have, I mean, I don't know, you were all just as busy as I was for different reasons.
I mean, I know my brain was full of way too much, but E3 was a nice way to come back down from that and just get to enjoy video games again.
100%.
Man, the video game. It's going to be an expensive year, guys.
Yeah.
Just based on video games.
I feel like it's going to be an expensive couple of years. Based off of what's coming.
At least until February.
Yes. And might be a lull. Maybe.
But we're going to have so much to play that it might carry us through that lull.
Oh, it should pretty easily.
God, I hope so, right?
But yeah, like it's video games, man. There's good shit here.
So, I mean, like EA, I think EA was the first one, but theirs wasn't even like that impressive. In the long scheme, like they focus, like I read an article this morning, I think it was Kotaku, but it was like, you know, sports game, people love them, but they need to stay away from E3. There's not a gathering. People aren't there for sports games, I feel.
Not at all.
You know,
when you put out the same, I mean, it's not exactly the same, but it's pretty damn close. When you put out the same stuff every single year, like.
Yeah, I mean, when you watched their presentation of both FIFA and Madden, it was just like, you could almost hear crickets at times, because it was just like, yeah, we get it. It's the same shit. It looks poor the same.
Juju Smith-Schuster.
he was the highlight of that.
He but definitely, I saw his Juju. Little presentation, or clips of his presentation, yeah. But he was stuck up there with whatever douchebag won Madden last year.
Yeah, whoever...
And that's just a rotating door of assholes, I feel like, but
so there's only like two highlights in my opinion of the EA, and that was Anthem, which it finally showed some goddamn gameplay.
Yeah.
And it wasn't, was it like actual gameplay, or was it like the last year, like the
pre-recorded? No, it was actual mission.
Yeah, we saw hitboxes, damage, like
some moves. There's four classes essentially, and you could you can switch to different ones. You're not tied to one. So if like one mission you need to be like the juggernaut one, you can. If one you need to be the stealthy one, you can.
Yeah, because I think because it's just because it's that javelin suit, so you can just intermix as you need to. I'm assuming there's a way to upgrade.
I would have to imagine. Yeah, I would have to imagine, though.
So, but
it's an RPG,
and it's third person. It's third person shooter. So, okay.
Yeah.
But then the other one caught us by surprise. But me and Dustin at the end of it were like, "Oh man, I want to play this now." And that was the Tangled 2.
Yeah.
Or Untangled 2, I should say. I think that's what it's called. And you're basically, you're like a yarn boy, and you gotta solve puzzles, and this one's co-op.
Oh,
yarn? And yeah, it just looked cool. Yeah, I didn't even know the first one existed.
I didn't either. Yep, this is the second one in that. You should watch, there's actual gameplay of that. Chris and I were kind of making fun of it at the beginning, like, oh, there's your problem, you're yarn, you're in water, this is never gonna work. And then, like, as they started to play it and talk about it, like, Chris and I were like, fuck yeah, man, I'm on board. This looks cool.
first game's pretty fun. I liked it for what it is.
Yeah, I think they just, I haven't looked up the first one, but what they made it sound like is that they just expanded on the first one, and now you can play with, yeah, now you can play co-op or single if you want to. You just have, also, it's almost like Sonic and Tails. Yeah, so.
Yeah, so there's two, it's Unravel. So not Untangled.
Unraveled. Okay. Yeah, not Untangled. On the docket here, it's Tangled 2, and I was like, are they making a sequel to Tangled?
Yeah, it's Unravel 2. And yeah, it's co-op, and it's already out now, by the way.
Oh, is like, it?
Like, yeah, they released it the same day they announced it.
Oh, nice.
And yeah, there's, so you have one that's the red one, there's one that's the blue one, Dibs on Blue, again, just... want to get that out of the way.
Sure.
And it's just co-op.
That's player number two, but that's fine.
And it's like, you could either be co-op or single player, and in single player you could go between the two and solve the puzzles and get through the level, and it just, like, it looked cool, like a puzzle, like Portal 2-esque, you know. Yeah. But as far as E3 goes, that's, you know, that was it for me
for EA.
It was mainly that one, and then like we were saying, Anthem, which looked good, but it's still EA, so it's
see how much meddling they do.
I mean, they hit it multiple times during their presentation. No loot boxes. Like they specifically made sure to reference that multiple times, regardless of the game they were talking about, just for cosmetic reasons, whatever. But
it's also a BioWare game, and like, yeah. I love BioWare and Mass Effect, but man, don't do Mass Effect Andromeda style, guys. Like, don't.
I mean, granted, this is BioWare proper. But so that might help. But and on the whole, BioWare in general, their offsite or offshoot, companies are not faring so well with EA, or just the public. I don't know how much of it's really their fault, unfortunately.
Yeah. So either way, it being EA, it's more of a I'll
wait and see.
Yeah, I mean, I'll play a beta if they, you know, if they have one, I'll check it out. But I'm not gonna pre-order it so that I can play a beta. Like, you better just offer it to me so I can play it. But it's gonna be a wait and see. I'm not buying it when it comes out. I'm gonna wait until I get reviews.
But going into Microsoft's you know, E3, which they had some heavy hitters this time. Like, so Microsoft past E3s have not been there, like, shown like Kinect Animals, whatever it was called.
They've usually been the weaker conference.
Definitely the weaker conference, but they brought it this time around.
I think they learned from past mistakes. They came hard and they stayed on it the whole time.
They had four games. Actually, I'm gonna go more. I'm gonna say six at this point that were announced that are kind of a big deal. They started out with Halo Infinite, the new Halo. Mm-hmm. I'm not a Halo person. Never have been. I didn't really play them too much, but I think you guys were.
Was not great, unfortunately. So, but I'm not super excited for Infinite.
I just remember playing like Halo, I think, 3 multiplayer with friends.
You're gonna want to delete really all that, but that's me or muting it.
Killing then they announced Gears of War Funko Pops.
You and Chris are
that's true, but seriously, they announced Gears 5.
I love you. Was all this on the live tweeting that you were doing?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
I need to scroll through that feed.
So the first thing they announced about Gears of War was a Gears of War Pop, which is a Funko Pop mobile game.
Excuse me?
Yeah, you heard me correctly. And at first...
How if I missed this?
Yeah, yeah. It was... I watched the Microsoft one with Jeff.
Okay.
And he was like, we were both were like, what? Because it showed like Marcus Fenix come out in like a Funko Pop. It's like, what?
Okay.
And then the next one, Division 2, which looks amazing.
Yeah, it looks real good.
And man, we've talked about it before in previous episodes, but we liked the Division pretty well. They had some flaws at first, and if they, you know, they. From what I've read, they rectify them, but not
hopefully,
enough.
Yeah, I'd say hopefully, because it sounds from, I mean, we've said it a million times, it sounds like they fixed the game now, the first one, mm-hmm. So hopefully they kept those changes for the second one.
Yeah, hopefully they don't pull a Destiny 2 and completely abandon everything they've learned.
I know I'm kind of jutting in here, how many of these, like, bam, bam, bam titles that they show are new IP?
One?
Well, okay.
And that one was a big one for them to announce and show. It wasn't even an announcement because people knew the game was coming, but it was like a real look at it, and that was Cyberpunk 2077.
Oh, Microsoft got that?
Yeah, and that was at the very end. Like, it was one of those, like, that was our show, guys. Thank you for coming out. And then, like, it looked like their thing got hacked, and you saw, like, a DOS prompt and all this stuff, and then all of a sudden it was a trailer for Cyberpunk 2077.
That was a pretty good trailer.
For Microsoft to get that, I think, like, that's good.
That's great for them, actually. Like, that's really good for them. That's going to be one of the most anticipated games for the next year and a half.
They also announced the new PUBG map coming out. Not the 4x4, the one that's out, but, like, a winter map.
Ooh, I didn't see that either. Okay.
Yeah, so...
good for them.
They didn't show it. They showed, like, a sneak peek coming winter 2018 and showed them walking through snow and stuff. But,
Savage, or whatever it's called, should be out by the end of this month.
But they did have one new IP also that was announced, and it is a fighting game called Jump Force.
Oh, yeah. I heard about this.
And that is basically just an anime fighting arena.
How do you get the
different anime characters?
Like, famous ones, too. Like, I don't know. I the trailer I saw had, like, Goku, Naruto, some dude from...
Death Note, One Punch Man.
Death Note, yeah. Like, how do you get the licensure for all of that?
I don't know.
A lot of money? I have no idea.
What studio is making this?
Namco Bandai. So, okay. They do
Yeah,
their,
they got the they, money.
Yeah, they got the money. And I think they make their toys and stuff, too.
Yeah,
so,
probably.
So
okay.
Yeah, so maybe they must already have the rights to it.
That's okay. That makes way more sense to me.
That does.
Like, that's all in like the is it in the Unreal Engine?
I'm assuming so. I don't know if they announced that or not.
Because it looked a little strange to see all those anime people looking like real people, more like real people. It's throwing me off.
It was a little strange. It was like in New York City too.
Yeah,
which was even more like a little weird for me. Like what?
Goku, it's a weird name,
New York,
too.
Like, yeah, Jump Force. So we'll see.
I like it. But at the same time, I don't like it, the name.
I think they're going towards, like, the Smash Bros. Kind of thing. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, a big collective, which could do really well.
It could work.
Just don't pull a PlayStation All Stars thing and suck.
I never played that.
It was bad.
Yeah, I don't feel like I have needed to.
No.
Speaking of Goku, though, Dragon Ball Z Fighter is on sale right now, and I almost bought it last night, but thankfully I had a judgment call and decided not to.
Not wise choice. Wise choice.
I'm going to wait for another paycheck or two, and then I can play against you and be on it.
I'm going to suck. I've only played like the story mode in it, so I'm like not the best.
All right, well, he's going to kick the shit out of
this one. And I've been destroying, I've been really playing Sega Genesis Collection. On PS4
I saw you
a lot.
Playing that last night.
Fantasy Stars on there. You can play multiplayer like Streets of Rage, Toe Jam, and Earl. So, if you guys get it, it's $30. I would play it. It'd be fun.
Okay.
I like those games. So,
is that pretty much it for Microsoft? Because I think we forgot about Sony. Speaking of,
So yeah, no, like that's Microsoft for the most part. Now Sony, mm-hmm. though, I feel, and I'm a Sony person, so like this could be fanboy in me talking, but I think they beat Microsoft. But that's, you know, it's close. I think it's close.
I'm a Sony guy, and I kind of feel like Microsoft beat them out, but maybe it was just because of the feel. Now, Sony started off incredibly strong with The Last of Us Part 2. Like, that was
that huge. Fucking that, trailer.
That whole beginning, the guy in the banjo. I mean,
yeah, he's the guy that does the soundtrack for
Last of Us. Just hitting that fucking trailer looks so fucking good.
The only reason for me I say Sony won is because the things they showed speak more to me. That's sure. Last of Us, Spider-Man, Kingdom Hearts 3, the ghosts of Ishimura, I think it's what, or Tsushima.
Is that the new one?
Ghost, that's a new one. Yeah, that's the one that made Infamous Second Son. Okay. But then also, this was a complete surprise to me, but a remake of Resident Evil 2,
which that looks pretty good.
Looks good. Such a, I love that. That
engine is doing wonders for that game.
Oh, yeah. Man. Like, that game scared the shit out of me when I was a kid.
For me, it was more the fact that, like, they did all the Last of Us Part 2 stuff, and then, like, they had to transition everybody else over into a different room.
They switched
conference halls, didn't they?
Yeah, and then they had to, like, cut back to these people outside just talking, and it's like, this is boring.
Nobody, from what I understand, that didn't exactly go to plan, but whatever they ended up showing on the interim was, like, their contingency plan for if it took that long.
Okay.
But when you think about it, like, it took them 12 minutes, I think, I read, or around there, and to shift that many people over to an entirely different conference hall is in 12 minutes, that's not bad.
I agree. That was real quick to do that, but, like, while you have the feel of Microsoft where they're just like hitting you boom back to back to back to back, like they don't have a lot of people talking, like they just are hitting it.
Show stuff.
Then you get to Sony, who was like, okay, we're just gonna show you Last of Us Part 2 right away. We're not even gonna like no foreplay. We're just right into the dude playing the song, and you're like, oh my god, I love this. Also, when
fucking Ellie slammed that hammer into that guy's eye, like Jesus, that was so
fucking claw. But then it's like, you know, then you got
She could fucking get hit by that sledgehammer. Oh, it's like, oh my god,
game's gonna be so goddamn brutal. I love it.
Then you get that dude playing the bamboo flute or whatever for recorder 5 minutes. Yeah, and then it's like,
was it 5 minutes?
It wasn't 5 minutes.
It felt like 15 minutes, and it was probably 40 seconds. I don't know. It just felt like a while after waiting.
It looked very authentic.
It did. And then, you know, but then once I started getting into the actual games, like Chris was talking about, like it started to look good again. But
like Spider-Man, they showed a lot more of Spider-Man, like some of this mission with Electro and breaking out of prison and... It looks great as well, of course. I mean, that definitely getting Spider-Man. But, I mean, Last of Us looks fantastic. And there's still no release date on that yet or anything. But Naughty Dog, do what you gotta do.
Polish
the shit out of that game.
Take the time. All the time you need, I will
In the next it. Year, year and a half, I will have... sequels, which I mean, I love new IP more than anything, but like I love sequels to my two favorite games of all time happening within a year and a half of each other, probably, and that makes me so happy.
Mm-hmm. Well,
story wise,
and in the middle of the transition from Last of Us to the new venue, we saw Cage 6 die in Destiny in the new expansion, which looks dark as fuck.
That looks
and
good.
I love it, and I that love it.
Good.
So. And then they showed Death Stranding stuff, which is still, it doesn't shed any more light on the game at all.
Walking simulator.
It looks like you're just delivering something or not.
I mean, obviously it's Hideo Kojima. That game's going to be fine. But like, man, that wasn't, I don't know. They were just showing off what the game's going to look like. I'm assuming an engine. And it looks great, but like, that was a lot of walking.
Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, cool. You're just bringing shit to other places.
Kept piling more and more boxes on the back of, I'm assuming, Norman Reedus, but...
Well, even when we're watching it, we were like, is that him? Is that the main character? I'm like, it looks like him. I don't know if it is him or not. I'm getting
the feeling like you're going to play a few different characters in that game.
I don't know. It still looked really cool.
I'm excited to see what it... I don't know. Like, and there's no release date on that either, is there?
Nope.
Showed, what is it, Sekiro? Shadows Die Twice from Software, the Dark Souls people.
I think that was on the Microsoft one.
That was on what?
Microsoft's conference?
Was it?
I think so. I could be wrong.
I don't know. Sony people, so that's why I was assuming it might have been on Microsoft. I don't know. But like I said, I didn't watch it. I just wanted to bring it up. I assumed it was part of Sony's.
And that's right down your path too. That's Dark Souls and...
Oh, we're getting verticality in the game now. It's going to be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking to see what that's going to be about, because Miyazaki has...
Yeah, that was that's Microsoft's. They had that.
Okay.
Sekiro, Shadows Die Twice, Ninja Gaiden, the makers of Dark Souls.
I'm the guy who made Dark Souls and Demon Souls and Bloodborne. Miyazaki, like the way his brain works, is I don't know. Like he,
it's beautifully fucked up.
Yeah, it's Kojima level of like what? How is this coming out of a like? How did you think of this? And like, I don't know. This like just the lore in the Soul series is fucking insane and so cool to like delve into. So I'm excited to like have a whole new possible universe here, which I'm assuming is going to be tied in somehow because that's what has happened this whole time with all the other games.
Well, then I know, like Chris was saying, Kingdom Hearts 3 looked good. I've never played a Kingdom Hearts game, so I just kept telling Chris it looked like a lot. And he was like, it is, but if you've played it, it's good. So
you're talking about that before while you were getting water. That like I've also never played the Kingdom Hearts series, but I recognize how significant it is to finally have Kingdom Hearts 3 here.
Yeah.
And playable at the conference, from what I understand,
and with just a release date, for crying out loud, already, like they finally have one.
Yeah, like it's finally here.
That might be something I get Katie to get, because that might be more.
I would say Misty's going to be all about that.
Yeah, and then maybe I watch, and then if I like it, then I'll jump in. But
yeah, you could. You definitely could.
So going past Sony's, you go into Nintendo's. Which, to me, I like Nintendo, don't get me wrong. There wasn't a lot announced. I know they have a new Mario Party coming out, which is great. Super
Mario Party.
Yeah.
From what everything I've heard, plays amazing.
And that I'm excited for. I love Mario Party. That shit gets me jacked.
I'm saying, like, we can, like, put our Switches together and make maps or whatever.
Oh,
I don't.
Oh, wait. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we didn't even mention this. So... I got a Switch. Katie and I got a Switch as a gift for our wedding. So, Chris,
good job to your brother-in-laws.
That was we put that as a joke on our registry, and we got it. So I was like, fuck it. Like, Katie, I think, is out in the living room playing Breath of the Wild right now.
Like, I put it on my wedding registry as a joke, and no one got it for me. So,
hey, man. Don't worry. I plan on getting the Switch for sure.
Now you have to.
Because what else is coming out?
Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, which has almost every character in Nintendo's universe, main characters.
But not the Waluigi man.
Rest in peace, Waluigi. But wah. I saw a meme earlier today that is like the Master Hand, but then they zoomed out, erased the right side of it, and it's a Waluigi's hand controlling it. I thought that was funny. But it's very interesting, like, you know, they from what we've read and heard is that this is a whole new Smash Brothers. It's not a
ground
port
up. It's not a port like they did with Mario Kart 8, which Mario Kart 8 is fantastic on the Switch.
Yeah, I have a list going of things I need to buy now.
Let's say there's a lot of games on sale right now, so just throwing that out there.
And they announced Fortnite for Switch, which is great. However, if your Sony account is tied to your Epic account, you cannot play it on the Switch.
At all.
Like, come on.
They wouldn't even let me do my PC, or like, it was too much work to get my PC one also on my Sony account.
And I love that, like, apparently Xbox UK had tweeted to Nintendo UK and said, hey, up for some Fortnite?
Yeah.
Because they're cross-playable, but it's just Sony. Sony, I love you, but for the love of God.
It's the same thing with fucking Rocket League.
Just do it. But my Rocket League PS4 and PC, I guess Fortnite PC and PS4 could play together.
Yeah.
but not different. I don't get it. Let's all play. Come on.
No, fuck you.
North Korea and South Korea are getting along now.
Yeah, exactly. This is my fucking, what was it, my shower thought? Like two episodes ago?
Yes. So,
yeah. So, as for some of the bigger ones, you know, that was E3. What?
Oh, go ahead. You got it.
I was going to say, we gotta bring up some sponsorship here. And then after that part, we're diving into the Big Daddy.
The Big Daddy. Not Bioshock. Also, before I get into our sponsor for this week, which I'm assuming you can guess who it is now, but the contest from the questioning has been decided, and you will get the winner at the end of the episode. So, sorry, yes. We probably should have said it at the beginning, but we forgot. So, I'm saying it now. But that was from the very generous Jeff, who
allegedly Jeff
sponsored this contest. But this episode in particular is sponsored by our lovely friends over at Slumberyard Handcrafted. Slumberyard Handcrafted is your source for custom wood furniture, woodworks, and sawmill services. From tables to beds, cutting boards to benches, and everything in between, they are here to help you build your dream. You can go to their website at slumberyardhandcrafted.com, and you can see their portfolio, calendar of upcoming events, and schedule yourself a free design session if you got something in mind that you might want made out of a solid handcrafted wood. That's slumberyardhandcrafted.com. You can check them out on Instagram at slumberyardhandcrafted. That also goes for their Facebook. If you have anything in mind that you think might look good in your home and fit your style, shoot them a message, set yourself up your free design session, and they can help make that dream come true and get yourself a nice end table or coffee table. I saw recently they made like a patio overhanging thing. Did you see
that?
That pool.
Real cool.
That looked really good.
Yeah, and if you go on their Instagram, I believe you can catch sight of what I got my groomsmen as groomsmen gifts that I've alluding to for what I feel is like months now. But
I'm going to be talking to our friend Josh of making a CGY one, which is also on his Instagram. He showed a picture of that one. So
yeah, that one is on his Instagram, and it's also literally in my left hand currently while I'm talking.
My boy.
My one that has the sweet-ass Boba Fett helmet on it.
Yes,
is in my hand, and it is going. I can drink out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Should I feel like it? I'm thinking it's also going to look good next to my other groups and present.
And oh fuck!
Tie that theme in together. But yes,
very much so.
Thank you, Slumberyard, for the groomsmen's presents. Yes. And go check them out and get yourself something nice made from the lovely people over at Slumberyard. Slumberyardhandcrafted.com. That is slumberyardhandcrafted.com. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.
But yeah, baseball bat drinking. It's not a mug. It's obviously not a glass. I don't know what to call it. Baseball bat drinking apparatus?
Bug?
Yeah. Bug.
Glass?
Yeah.
Bug. I don't know. I don't know. It's
fucking cool.
Yeah. So yeah, he gave me the CGY podcast one. So that's the one that he just made for me and let me have it.
Thanks, man.
I want that.
It's good. It's a good one.
I want it.
It's nice. But what else is nice?
So, you know what else was great? So this is an E3 episode, obviously, you guys.
Like every other gaming, like every other video gaming podcast this week or this past week, it is all about E3.
All about E3. Yeah, and who won the show, in our opinion?
Bethesda.
For sure.
Bethesda. So,
strongly
Adam off. Adam wanted to start off.
usually, I mean, E3 is a show, right? Essentially, is what it is. Like, you're showing off all your goods and everything. So sometimes, like, Ubisoft brings in celebrities. It's been Aisha Tyler, Joel McHale, you know, be celebrities.
Yeah.
To do presentations, which is weird. Like, I like the fact that Microsoft just did bam, 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 bam. But at the same time, like, they could have just uploaded all those to YouTube and let us see them. Like, Sony put on a show, more or less, with the music. So there's pros and cons to both of those. But Bethesda likes to party.
And party hard.
And they like to party hard. So who better to intro your spot than the party master, Mr. Andrew W.K.?
Oh, yeah. And that was awkward as fuck.
So
I loved it.
Loved it too, but
here's what I wanted to get into. Obviously, your draw is Bethesda's been teasing stuff about a new Fallout game. There are rumors about a new Elder Scrolls announcement, probably Doom and stuff like that, all this stuff. So you get all the people there for that, and then you throw out Andrew WK on stage, and he does his thing, and he does it well. If you're not a fan of Andrew WK or had never heard of him, just go listen to Party Hard 3 times and you'll love the man. And I still, that's his most popular song that came out well over a decade ago, but he's embraced it and he gets it. If you go to something knowing that Andrew WK is going to be there and intro the conference, I think you're going to have more people into that show versus what happened, which was they did not announce that Andrew WK was going to be leading off, and it confused people, clearly.
Very much so. You can see it on all of their faces. I loved it so much.
The cameras were cutting between Mr. WK doing his thing, which is lots of hair thrashing and jumping around and singing, and he's a very talented musician. And then cutting to the audience and lots of blank stares. Just lots
blank
of
stares them. Or just like watching the show through their phone.
Yeah.
They wanted to record what the fuck was going on, but I don't know.
Bethesda threw a musical curveball at the audience and they whiffed. They whiffed on it.
Yeah. Well, I guess it fit well with like the Rage 2, because I guess he does a voice of some like monster or something.
Okay, that does tie in.
But
see, I didn't even.
I did not. I was not aware of that.
I didn't know that until afterwards.
That makes sense. Oh, that makes sense.
Andrew WK.
Okay.
So I mean, the first part of their show was pretty awkward, honestly. And Andrew WK, and then you had the people talking about Rage 2, which was also awkward. And then you had the 12-year-old boy talking about Skyrim Legends or Elder Scrolls Legends, the card game.
He was a grown man. He just looked.
He's a baby boy.
They're trying their hardest to push that game still, and God bless them for it.
Yeah.
It's fun, but nah, no.
I mean, they were Bethesda. They had a good time, regardless of whether they're whiffing or not, like joking about Rage 2 being
leaked early from Walmart.
Yeah, promoted
Canada.
With the help of
My favorite part was not in the Bethesda conference, but it was a tweet from Pete Hines, and it said, I have my E3 outfit ready, and it was a white t-shirt that said Walmart Canada on it. And Walmart Canada liked it.
Good.
On Twitter, apparently.
Yeah. Good.
And there was a lot of Bethesda making fun of themselves, which was great.
Oh, God. And then Alexa, the Skyrim Very Special Edition, which is a real thing.
Is a real thing, for real. Yep.
They trolled us by making fun of themselves, and everybody had a good laugh. But then, Katie and I have played it a little. It's fucking ridiculous.
It's pretty short, but I feel like they will add stuff to it as time goes on.
It's just they just
gotta gauge interest from people. It was
a very nice, like, self-referential, like, we really scarred a whole bunch.
Yeah.
I could see myself playing it when I was making dinner or something.
Yes, that's exactly what I've done.
Mm-hmm. And it's very, fun. Very basic, but it's really fun. Eat all the cheese.
It's just, it's all fun that they made it. It's, you know, they teased themselves with it, and like everyone had a good laugh. And then it's like, oh, wait, no, that's a real thing. You can do that.
Yeah. Once I read that article, I was like, oh, okay. This is even better. This is so much better.
once I got past some of the awkward beginning steps, you know, they got in their groove when they announced the new Doom coming out, which looks good. They're like, more demons. It's going to be hell on Earth, essentially.
Well, they were only missing a few of the monsters from the original Doom in the first go around. You saw them all in the trailer, and then there's a whole bunch of new ones.
This just makes me want to get the first one, because I didn't buy it.
Oh, do it. Like, and you will have a good time.
Their remake of Doom was so fun. So it's just a classic, just shoot 'em, run, gun.
Yeah. Doom Eternal, right?
Yeah, is the new one. Yeah.
Solid name.
Very.
And then they announced some new Wolfenstein stuff, which is going to be good. Like, a VR one coming out where you play like a hacker, but then I think it's just a standalone kind of like DLC type for Wolfenstein, the new Colossus, where it's set in the 80s.
It's Wolfenstein Youngbloods.
Yep.
And you play Blazkowicz's twin daughters.
Yep. Yeah.
And it's co-op.
I'm assuming if it's anything like the old blood from the first game, which that was a standalone DLC expansion, lasted roughly about 6 hours. That'll probably be the same thing. Maybe even a little longer because it's co-op. But I like it.
Very much so.
It's a cool thing to just kind of continue the story without having to worry about DJ.
And then after they announced Wolfenstein, they brought out the man, Todd Howard. I fucking love Todd Howard when he does conferences because he's just funny.
Formerly Todd Coward, he has found his speaking voice this year and is now God Howard.
Yeah.
very well put.
yeah, he stole that whole thing
easily.
He found his speaking voice. Like, I mean, he's always been good, but like this year he had a confidence that he hasn't normally had. And like he introduced the Skyrim Echo, very special edition.
Yeah.
And then it was a little game in the Fallout series, I believe, after that, right?
I think, yeah, it was just a small entry, you know, no big deal or anything, but...
Well, no, I think before that it was the Elder Scrolls.
Was that the teaser?
I think it was. Like, he teased it. I thought it was...
I don't know if it was the before or after.
I can't remember.
Honestly. No, Elder Scrolls 6 was after
Fallout
76.
He's like, oh, we got one last thing for you, and it was just like, boom.
Yeah.
No, they did. They showed two teasers after Fallout 76, and that was a new IP, Starfield.
Yeah.
We're not going to see that game for 5 years.
Nope.
Yes. Yeah. But don't get your hopes up on that one. And then they showed
Elder Scrolls in space.
Yeah. And then they showed a teaser of Elder Scrolls 6, which is just it going over like a Scotland looking thing. It's
highlands, mountain range, on the ocean.
It honestly looked like Lord of the Rings, the Two Towers. Like, a little bit. I thought we were
watching. There's a stronghold in it.
Yeah, yeah. So,
but the big one was Fallout 76.
The big mamma jamma.
And I said I was cautiously, hopefully optimistic.
Because they had been teasing optimistic. It in the days leading up to the conference.
Yeah.
And I personally did not want an MMO Fallout. And what I mean by that is like Elder Scrolls Online, but Fallout.
Agreed.
I don't think that is the right universe for that or anything. So they kind of did like a happy medium of that, I would say.
I'd say this is a good in between.
Yeah. Because didn't he say, I mean, you're going to be playing with other players. Like, it's like a real survival.
He said dozens. He's like dozens. Yeah,
you're not going to have hundreds. You're not going to have thousands like MMOs.
Yeah.
Which are like Elder Scrolls Online. Wait, I mean, Elder Scrolls Online, obviously, it's in the Elder Scrolls universe, but it's made by ZeniMax. It's not really made by Bethesda. So, like, it's a completely different.
Don't get Alex, you know, going. Yeah. I understand.
Technically,
they got a whole new expansion now too, so good for them. Uh-huh. It's I did not expect it to have the longevity that it's had, so good on you, ZeniMax. keep up the good work, I guess. But
Fallout 76, it's 20 years after the bombs fell.
This
so
is the earliest anything's been set in the Fallout universe. This just takes place before Fallout 1, which Bethesda didn't even have the Fallout series in their list then. And it's a open world co-op
RPG. It's
4 times bigger than Fallout 4.
Oh my god.
Which is insane.
Which Fallout 4 is pretty big.
Fallout 4 is pretty big.
Fallout 4 is huge.
And so now we're set just outside the...
West Virginia.
Yeah, it's in West Virginia. It's just outside DC area where Fallout 3 took place. And you can play cooperatively with friends. So far, I hope it's more than four. It'll make total sense that it's only four.
Yeah,
it would. Yeah.
But I'm hoping that you can have your group of four, and then if you have more than that, you can still be on the same server.
Yeah, I hope that you could just join the server and then like
you can, just, and you can still work together and everything. Because we're gonna have more than four people buying that game simultaneously.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
And like I'm super excited for it because for Fallout 4, that is when I turned Misty on to the whole Fallout series as a whole, and she all fucking in on Fallout 4 and platinumed it and like still plays it and everything like that and has played it over again. And the fact that I can now play Fallout with my wife is amazing to me. So I fucking love it and I'm really excited for it. And I hope that I have a fair amount of confidence that's going to be a decent game or fun game.
Especially now that we can get them to build our base for us.
And we can just defend.
Right. So they are Minecraft aficionados as well, and they build remarkable bases and stuff in Minecraft. So
they are excellent builders.
I can't wait to see that creativity in Fallout. I mean,
they still haven't built a pirate ship in the bay like Chris and I did.
This is true. This is true. You know, whatever. underground crystal palace as well.
You know, we all have our uses, but I mean, I feel like the three of us would be definitely the
hunter-gatherers
of that group.
That's exactly what I was going
to
say.
I can't wait for them to build a base, and then I'm going to nuke the fuck out of it.
So, yeah, how this, according to God Howard, how this is going to play out is you will be on a server with your friends and you can work together and complete quests and build up bases and stuff like that. But scattered throughout, I don't know what is this a part of the Capital Wasteland?
It's West Virginia. So it's got to be close, but I don't.
It's
really
right
know.
On the it's right. right on the edge of it. Like right. I know yeah. that. It, like,
but being 4 times the size, I mean that's possible.
Like it could consider. No, that's what I mean. Like it could also be considered part of the Capital Wasteland because West Virginia is right there.
Right there. Right.
Yep.
So it makes sense if it's the Capital Wasteland, but whatever they end up calling the map area, because in Fallout 4 it's the Commonwealth. I forget what New Vegas was called. Doesn't matter.
I don't know.
That's out west. So it could be part of the Capital Wasteland, could be a whole new West Virginia wasteland name. But scattered throughout the map are going to be missile silos filled with nuclear armaments. And if you get the codes, you can set off a nuclear missile on any area on the map.
Yep.
And lay waste to whatever's there.
My theory is that if you look at the video of Fallout 76, like it's pretty green, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
My theory is that we are the cause of it to look like a freaking wasteland.
Why it's so fucked up now.
Yeah, I would imagine so that would play in.
That is so good.
And so there will be griefing.
Sorry, I apologize because it's going to happen. I don't want it to happen, but I know myself better than that, and it's going to happen. It's
going to happen, especially if Jeff's online, too.
And yeah, you're going to play with Jeff. Oh, he's in a Fallout person, though.
No, so. But this one, being able to nuke your friends might tip him over the edge.
Yeah, he's going to be like, deal, done, bought, purchased, pre-ordered already.
And so... I really like the idea. They're going to have dedicated servers. They said they're going to have dedicated servers. Let's hope that's the truth, which is hugely important because if you went on host connections, game would be ruined immediately.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm intrigued is what is the cycle, right? Because... you can't, if you just let a server persist, it's going to be flattened within, hours, I would imagine, the whole thing.
Possibly. I mean, I think it depends on, because in order to get to these silos, you have to do very specific things. So I'm not sure.
Well, there will be tough, enemies, and you have to get code, like, hopefully find pieces of a code number that you need.
Yeah.
You say tough enemies. Did you see the sloth?
Yeah.
For shit's sakes, that looks scary.
Yeah, that. I want to know why there is a
dragon.
I want to know why there's a giant sloth roaming the West Virginia hills.
I want to know why there's a giant sloth roaming the West Virginia hills, and I want to know if I can become friends with it.
Yes, that's more important.
The main reason I am pre-ordering this game is you get the beta access only if you pre-order. That's the only way you
can. And normally I am not a big fan of that, but I mean, I think I'm going to be getting the game, so.
Yeah, yeah. I'm with you. I hate it when companies do that, but like, if it's a game I'm just going to get anyway, I mean, whatever. I'm going to pre-order it regardless, so.
And then you get.
And it's out this November.
Yeah.
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 Which is so fucking great.
And you get the, if you do the special fancy boy edition, you get the big old working helmet from the power armor.
Which I feel like we have to do, because Adam and I already have the Pip-Boy. It's in my office.
I got a Pip-Boy mug.
That counts. So, that counts.
It does. Guess. It does.
All right, cool.
Or you can also order the Pip-Boy from this game, but it's 150 bones.
Oof. It's probably nicer than the one we have.
Probably a lot nicer.
You know what I mean?
Because I broke mine immediately.
I don't use mine. It just
I pressed a button on it a little too hard, and it got wedged underneath some of the plastic, and I can't get it out again.
Rip boy, more like. Am I right?
Just too strong. Just too strong.
LOL.
But yeah, you get the power armor helmet that has a functioning headlamp and a functioning voice modulator.
Yes.
Which is entirely unnecessary, but also the best thing ever, possibly. And you also get a map that, and I quote, glows in the fucking dark.
And yep. God Howard. Quote, God Howard. Totally.
That thing's going to get framed and put up on my fucking wall.
Well, and then you get little figures that you could put on the map, essentially.
Yeah.
So, like, are you going to have, like, a planning war room or something?
All I know, like, is that when we play D&D, like,
I'm gonna say you can use those figures,
use those characters.
Yeah, I'm gonna say you can write a whole campaign set in the Fallout universe real easy.
Yes, this is gonna be great.
Yeah, I also kind of want the map because there's my hallway bathroom has a map aesthetic.
Oh yeah,
it does. That'd go perfect.
Yeah.
Well, in your bathroom, you got the Skyrim map.
I'll say I have my shower curtain is literally the map of Skyrim.
Yeah.
And then there's also
Borderlands map.
Borderlands 2 map. There's Game of Thrones, Essos, and Westeros. And then there's one more in there.
I mean, it was meant to happen. It's basically, you just have to do this.
Yeah, they're kind of forcing my hand, aren't they?
Yeah.
So I am, and I speak for all of us, we are excited. And I am so glad that Bethesda's going this route with the game. Compared to what I feared was
a giant
MMO Fallout.
Yeah. Just way too many people, way too much griefing. Like, I started to worry that it was going to be GTA 5 online, where you're like, fuck, I can't do anything.
And I didn't catch this, and somebody caught it, and I read it on Reddit, is that the person that was killed in the trailer for it, in the gameplay trailer, was named P. Garvey.
Really?
Who is Preston Garvey.
Yeah,
who is that
asshole.
Motherfucking Minuteman who keeps on sending you to missions in Fallout 4.
The sanctuary is under attack.
Yep.
I have 1,000 turrets on there. What do you mean it's under attack? What do you mean it's under attack?
Like, how?
I did not catch that either. That's fantastic.
Neither did I until someone pointed it out.
I should just restart a campaign and just not go to him and just refuse.
Well, you have to. You don't have to go to more missions than him, but you have to, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Right away.
Start with him.
Get that first power armor.
But Dustin, I would strongly recommend you just play
the game. You don't
have to, by the way.
Yeah, I could have swore that, Adam, you didn't. Like, you just went a different direction.
I met him, took the power armor, and then never did anything for him ever again.
No, that's what I meant. You have to do the first initial thing.
Yeah,
get the power armor, and then he's like, meet me in Sanctuary. Nah, I'm good.
Nah, like, I'm fine. See you later. Yeah.
Maybe that's what
so, in preparation for Fallout 76, Dustin, I would give Fallout 4 another chance.
That's not a bad idea.
You should definitely get into it.
That's what I was playing this morning.
Warm back up.
So I'm not doing survival mode anymore. I'm too much of a bitch. It's just not.
It's too much.
It's too much.
I've heard if you played on you were playing on PC, right?
PS4.
Okay, I mean, you could still get mods for PS4, but it's not as fun. There are a bunch of quality of life mods that somebody made a giant Reddit post about that will make survival mode a lot nicer. Not easier. Well,
that's what I was doing at first, but like, maybe I'll do it on PC then, because like, you're in normal Fallout 4, ammo doesn't weigh anything, but in survival mode, it weighs a lot depending on what you pick up. So it's like, you got to be very specific on what you want to bring with you, and that's annoying.
Yeah,
you know.
Yep.
For ammo wise, I get anything else like armor and stuff, but ammo, come on, please.
Hey man, survival. If you carried 500 rounds of 50mm ammo, like in real life, you're not going to be going so many places.
Oh, I peeked. Basically, they make it so like you're using the power armor, or else you're going to die. Like you have no other option.
Pretty much, get power armor, or fuck off, and then just get cores until you can't carry anymore.
But that was our thoughts on E3 in the Spectrum. Let us know what you think.
Yeah.
What you liked, what you disliked.
Are we right that Bethesda was the best one?
Yeah.
What's the best game that you saw?
Tell us your thoughts.
There is so many good games. Like, I don't know. We're in the I think we're in the, I'll call it the golden age of this console era. Mm-hmm. Because they've worked all the kinks out. They know what makes PS4 run good. And then, like, they can just focus on quality story and quest elements. So.
And Sony even said that the next console that they're making is not for another 5 years
to be
released. So,
God of War, well, I mean, even I'll say Horizon Zero Dawn, like, was, I think, the start of, like, we know how all the internal hardware runs and what we need to do to make it run really well and look really good. So then we can just focus a lot more effort on quality game. So.
Well, and seeing if it really is 5 years for now, I might consider getting a PS4 Pro.
Same.
I was going to say, I was really hoping, like, I mentioned in one of our gaming chats that I was hoping that Nintendo would announce a price drop a little bit for the Pro controller, because I'm definitely going to want one of those for Smash.
You could use a GameCube controller, man.
I don't like the GameCube controller.
Oh, that's a...
I got these big hands. I got these big hands.
No, I get it.
But I was also hoping Sony would announce a price drop for PS4 Pros. So, because I do want one, and I'm pretty sure our present miss to ourselves this year is going to be like a 4K big screen. So,
ditto.
Yes.
Because those are dropping in price like crazy.
Yeah, they are.
Which is nice for consumers. So yeah, I'm thinking a PS4 Pro is going to happen sometime in the future, but. But yeah, it was a good E3. Let us know.
It was.
Get at us.
So, let us know on Tweet Corner, which, coincidentally, is our next segment.
Hey!
Tweet Corner.
There was the largest amount of interaction we've ever had with Tweet Corner for the past 2 weeks. Why. Granted, we're running a contest where we're giving away a free game, but all the same, there was a lot more interaction.
So there is 16. I thought it was 17, but one wasn't a question.
Ooh, Dustin was right. Dustin was right.
So Dustin nailed it on the head with 16.
Does that mean I win the game?
Yep, congratulations. You won
the game.
Jeff,
yes,
you're getting a second copy specifically for Dustin because he guessed how many tweets we got.
Yeah, sorry that wasn't talked about beforehand.
It was in the contract you signed. You didn't read the fine print. That is on you.
But it's now on the internet, so it's legal and binding.
Absolutely.
So we're just gonna knock these out, you guys. This is gonna be fun.
Like I
said,
we do have a specific winner, but there are a lot of quality questions in here that we want to share with you guys.
Yes,
like they're it's nice. Like there's a lot of questions, and some of them are just hilarious. So let's start this bad boy out, huh?
Uh huh.
Do it.
So the first one comes from user @Frode, on Twitter. At CGY Podcasts, when poured onto cereal, is milk a beverage, a sauce, or a broth? Hashtag Tweet Corner.
Oh, fuck.
Okay. Is there still
cereal? I'm saying a broth.
Yeah, it's broth.
See, that's what I want to say too, but does broth have to be hot?
Not necessarily.
Yeah.
I don't think.
I think if cereal is in there, I think it's a broth.
Yes.
If the cereal's gone,
it's a beverage.
It's a beverage. But when it's first poured onto the cereal, it's a sauce.
Oh my god, it's all three?
But then it marinates in the broth. Guys, why isn't milk the gravy?
Oh my god, is it a gravy?
Holy shit. It might actually be all three.
Okay, a gravy would have if milk's a gravy, it has to be
thicker.
Not necessarily, but you have to put the cereal in it, okay? Then take the cereal out of it, and then use the milk for another cereal or another application of food.
I mean, I would do that.
Horchata is essentially drinkable gravy.
Yes.
Horchata is essentially Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
But to get to the question, I think we're right. I think it's all three at one time or another.
I'm going broth. I'm doing a hard broth here. Hard broth.
I'm going to say majority broth, but it could be all three.
It's like, it is a little bit like water. It can be in all three states all at the same time.
God damn. I'm going to go sauce. I'm going sauce.
You're wrong, but that's okay. All right, next question. this one comes from our first guest, the great Josh Boykin at Wallstormer. This one says, okay, at CGY Podcast, game on. You've assembled the Infinity Stones and have to, spoiler, of all of the genre video games. Which genre gets the hero you like that I won't spoil treatment? Hashtag Tweet Corner.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness. What genre gets bamped?
MOBAs.
Yeah, but I don't really play MOBAs.
That's why I'm fine with it.
Yeah, no, I see your logic, and it is solid.
Is it a genre that we like? Because then that would definitely change it a little bit.
I'm gonna go racing.
All racing.
Yeah, racing games. Anything just because, like. Like with Sony, like they showed that, what is it? Was it Microsoft that showed the Forza 5
Microsoft. God. Fucking
20 minutes? It was like, we get it. Nobody cares. Just move on to whatever else you're going to fucking show.
I'm going to do military shooters.
Damn. Military.
Damn.
Yep.
Adam just wants to watch the world burn.
I was going to say
they're taking up too many resources.
I agree. I almost said Battle Royales just to be like, fuck yeah. I hear way too much about Battle Royale everything now, but I enjoy playing them, so I don't want to get rid of them.
Yeah, military shooters.
Oh, shit. I just realized I'd be getting rid of fucking Mario Kart.
Yeah, that's why I said all racing, or like I was gonna like Racing Sims, but I didn't want to pigeonhole you, so.
Fuck.
You said it.
Bye, Mario
you
Kart. Said it.
Goodbye.
I already said it. I'm sticking by it. I already snapped the finger.
Dust in the wind.
We only have a finite number of resources left. That's why military shooters have to go.
It's not a bad choice. You're going to piss the most people off.
People call me a madman.
You're doing what's right.
You're mad.
So the next one we got comes from at KittyDoodles8, Mrs. Muller.
Yeah, I know her.
Yeah. It's kind of weird seeing her last name.
But yeah, I don't like it.
I don't like it either. Okay, at CGY Podcast, boys, let's play a game. Fuck, marry, kill. Bette Midler, Barbara Streisand, Bernadette Peters, go.
If we're going 80s era, then Bernadette Peters all day. She is not aged well, so I'm going to say Bette Midler.
Is which one? It's fuck, marry, or kill. You got to pick which one you want to do.
Oh, sorry, you're
who
correct.
Who you fucking, who you marrying, who you killing.
I should probably listen to the question better.
If this is important, though. Is it current? We're talking right now.
If it's current, I am saying fuck Bette Midler, marry Barbara Streisand, kill Bernadette Peters.
I was going to say, it's literally the order she has them.
Definitely
right
marrying, no matter what, I am marrying Barbara Streisand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Easily. The fucking and killing can be possibly interchangeable, but I like Hocus Pocus too much, so I'm fucking Bette Midler.
Yep. That's exactly what I was thinking.
You guys, you know, we've heard this before. You guys answer the same. Well, ask some goddamn better questions.
I mean,
hey man, that's right? That's like the only reason I went sauce earlier, is just so I could be different than the broth. That is obvious, but I'm sticking to sauce.
Sauce.
I'm gonna rewind a little bit and kind of do a callback to our sandwich question. What Miss at Miranda Five Right? Very adamant when you put two pieces of bread together, no matter what's in between it, it's a sandwich. But what about open face sandwiches? What are those?
What you're describing is called a pizza. It's just bread with shit on top of it.
This is in lieu of the fact that I made toast and put peanut butter and honey on it. But to be fair, what she didn't mention was I put the two pieces of bread together, which making a sandwich.
Did you?
I did.
If you put them together, it's a sandwich.
Okay. Yeah. But if they're open face, it's an open face sandwich.
Open face is bruschetta.
It's garlic bread.
Toast is just sandwiches, right?
Yeah, it's hot bread. It's called hot bread.
If you didn't put the two pieces of bread together, because you toasted the bread and put the peanut butter and honey on there, it's still just toast with peanut butter and honey on it.
But then what's an open face sandwich then?
I don't think there's anything such as an open face sandwich.
It's bruschetta.
It's just you have bread underneath.
Bruschetta.
Shit. I fucking love some bruschetta.
If Alton Brown or Casper Van Dien end up responding to us, their word is golden.
Yes.
I will change my opinion. I don't care what Merriam-Webster says. They suck.
Hot dogs and sandwiches, that's all I know.
Fuck no.
Hot dogs are not sandwiches.
Although,
I will say,
and I have told Miranda this to her face, hashtag everything is a sandwich is one of my favorite hashtags I've ever read in my life.
Yeah, that's fucking good.
I want to put it on a shirt.
That was probably the longest thread our podcast Twitter has ever had. About fucking sandwiches.
That got more heated than the fucking Taco Bell debate.
The Taco Bell debate was inside of our group chat,
yeah,
though.
Yeah.
So, oh man.
Okay, but yeah.
All right.
Fuck Bette Midler, marry Barbara Streisand, kill Bernadette Peters. Sorry, Bernadette.
Yeah. Yeah. Ditto. It's just the way it's got to be.
That's life. Such is life. All right. So the next one comes from @BradSif. SCGY Podcast, is anyone planning on getting Let's Go Pikachu or Eevee? Let's Go Eevee? Sounds like a remake of Yellow, which was fantastic. Personally, I'd rather have Gold or Silver, but it's a big step in the Pokemon world. Hashtag Tweet Corner.
Yes.
Maybe. I'll go first. I'll just say no, because I didn't play whatever Yellow. I don't know.
That was like right after Blue and Red, and it was Yellow. Yeah, and it basically had Pikachu.
I didn't play those either. I was never a big
Pokemans.
Yeah, not a big Pokemon guy. So
I played two Pokemon. I played Blue and Red generation, and then I played X and Y. Or actually just X. I didn't play Y. And that's really it as far as Pokemon goes. I played Pokemon Snap more than any of them probably.
And Pokemon Stadium.
It was fun.
I played a lot of Pokemon Stadium.
The only Pokemon game I've ever played was Pokemon Go, and I did that for like 2 weeks.
I'm going to seriously consider getting them. I played the shit out of Red and Blue and Yellow when I was a kid, and as far as I'm concerned, there are no other Pokemon games after that. Even though I do own X or Y, I forget which one I bought, Misty. And I did play that, and that's a lot of fun. So I'm going to seriously consider it, because I do want a Pokemon game on the Switch, and if it's like Yellow, it's a good selling point for me. So probably.
I don't have a yes or no for you. I don't know. I just want to see more of it.
I haven't even seen a trailer of it yet, so I need to look into that more. But I'm at a solid 95%. Yeah, that's gonna happen probably.
I'm very interested to see you guys show me this game. so that I know what the fuck it's even about.
It's like Pokemon Go. Your little guy runs around and you find little Pokemon out in the world and you throw balls at him.
Oh, okay.
And then you work your way up to being the very best. Like no one ever was.
Throw your balls around.
Throw your balls around. Name your Pokemon like Dick or Fart or
Go-Gurt.
Exactly. See, you
get, go Go-Gurt.
Now you're getting it. You're getting it.
Go-Gurt became confused. But yeah, you just try to be the best like no one ever was. That's all you really do.
Oh, all right.
Can we just agree that the saddest episode of Pokemon was the one with Charmander, where his trainer had abandoned him?
And he's lost. He's lost in the rain, and he has to hide his little tail underneath a leaf, and he's going to die.
Yeah, that's sad. I cry.
I disagree.
If I watch that episode.
Why? Why? What do you think?
It was the one that was two episodes before that.
The one where Fry left his dog out on the sidewalk? That one.
Yeah, I was trying to think of something else that was really sad.
I'm like,
Jurassic Bark.
Yes. It's like I've never seen whatever you're talking about, so I have no idea.
Look it up and cry. And if you don't, you suck.
You're a heartless son of a bitch.
You fucking are. So our next two questions are from the same gentleman. At Los Cerna, our dear friend Carlos. The first one. At C-Web Podcast, if you had an actual extra life, what would you do that you haven't done?
If I had an actual extra life, I mean, I would assume it'd be some sort of extreme sport, like skydiving without a parachute, just to fucking, I don't know. Like, if you have an extra life, I don't know, what are you going to do?
All right, plan for months, possibly years, and then at the opportune moment, after infiltrating everything and working your way in and gaining trust, you just like a fucking NFL kicker, line up and just kick the president square in the balls.
I honestly thought you were trolling Chris and we were gonna go Ready Player One, plan for months, get on the inside.
No.
Like, I thought that's where you're going. I was like, oh shit, this is genius. This is fucking genius, Clark.
Sorry. Just kick the president, the current president, in the testicles.
Yeah, it's not a bad plan.
I actually don't know. So, like, do you die and then you just start over from when you decided what you were gonna do?
I'm assuming like Mario style. Start at the last checkpoint, whatever that is.
Yeah, I think we're gonna go along with like what Dust said, do something like really like extreme.
Unless you're like just reborn, you can just start over.
I would say maybe you just live a full life and then you get to start over again.
Yeah, I think if it was that, then it's just I just keep doing what I'm doing, and then when I am reborn or whatever, I just make different choices, something.
Well, that's the other part.
I don't know.
Does that time stop boring and rewind?
I don't know. I don't know how this works.
Or do you just start where you know, does time keep going and you're reborn and you have to become a child and go through all that again?
Carlos, get back at us. I mean...
Thank you.
We need more. Yeah. But I like the question.
It was a good question, yeah, but we need a little bit more detail in order to answer that fully. Okay. But if I had to answer as it is now, I'm going to just probably do something crazy, extreme to kill myself.
Kicking Trump in the balls. Because I'm probably going to get shot after that, so...
Yeah, yes.
Worth it.
Depends, you might not. I don't know.
Oh, maybe not. I don't know. And then I'll live the rest of my life. I'm gonna get another life. I mean, win-win.
So his next one, at CJoy Podcast, if you could have someone you hate play a game for eternity, what game would it be? Asking for a friend. Bar none, you're fucking playing Superman 64 for the rest of your goddamn life.
That's a solid choice.
Fuck, that's good. Echo the Dolphin.
Ouch.
That's a rough one too.
I'm gonna say you get to. Do we have to choose an enemy, or is it just the game?
I think it's just the game.
Okay, then you're playing only the water sewer level from the first Ninja Turtle game on NES.
Oh shit!
Oh god! Oh,
god damn! You just made me feel like shit just remembering that.
That or that goddamn Battletoads level where you're surfing.
I'm sticking with the sewer underwater level from Ninja Turtles.
Good choice. Thank you. Good choice. Fuck you. Don't, I'm never being your enemy in my life.
Good question.
All right.
Skyrim so, on PS3. Oh.
Yeah,
Bubsy, that's rough. Bubsy the cat.
Bubsy 3D.
Yeah.
So, next one, because we got a few guys. This is great. I love it. This one also comes from at KatieDoodles8. If you could live in any video game, what would it be and why? #TweetCorner. #Dustin said my last question wasn't a real question. #PickMeJeff.
Yeah, I for sure didn't say that to her, so I don't know what she's talking about. I don't even remember
what her first question was.
It was the fuck,
Mary, kill.
Oh, okay. That's a question.
I just told her, I was like, she was like, do you like my first question? I was like, yeah, it just didn't have anything to do with video games. It was my only comment. I didn't say it wasn't a real question.
I can see how she would leap to this.
Yeah, this is what I've married into.
If I could live in any video game.
Man.
Dead or Alive Beach Volleyball.
Well, we know why. You don't even have to answer that. Shit, I don't know.
Now, is this like you know, you're are you a character in there, or are you just like an observer? No,
you're just living in the world.
You know,
you're just
living in, not Dark Souls. No, I wouldn't want to die at any.
But you could talk to the eternal snake. You could talk to Framp, the eternal snake. No, okay.
No, I don't even know what that is. But
don't worry about it. That's fine.
I don't know. That's a good question. It might be just something simple like Minecraft. Just because I feel like I'd crush it, but that'd get boring.
But you'd crush it, though.
Dead or Alive Beach Volleyball, you are living on an island with a bunch of scantily clad women.
I mean, true. I think you've already won this. I don't even think there's anything I could answer with that would beat.
You don't have to worry about zombies. You don't have to worry about spiders killing you. Don't have to worry about
it's true.
Dying at any point.
This is true.
Yeah, because a lot of the games that I like to play, I wouldn't want to be part of because I know I would suck in that particular situation, like Fallout or Skyrim or Last of Us. I'm not going to survive that. I know better than that. So, yeah. It's going to be something good, like Dead or Alive Beach Volleyball.
Or any one of those anime titty games on Steam.
Any of those Flash games.
Yeah.
Maybe Catherine.
Oh, that,
you know, at that point.
Okay, because you don't have to be the protagonist and be inflicted with nightmares.
Yeah, it's just a good world to be part of, you know.
It's true.
Yeah, one of those like dating sim games that are like really popular in mobile games. You know,
I'm telling you, anime titty games.
There's so many options out there. Then you know, so yeah,
all the shovelware.
Yeah, man. I put me in one of those worlds. I'm good.
Or you could live in the Pokemon world where the fucking economy is all sorts of out of whack. Bicycle costs $3, but a lemonade costs $6,000.
I'm just gonna change my answer to Second Life.
What?
Because it's like my real life now, but I can fly. From the office, right?
Yeah, but Duran... Duran's the mayor of that world, right? No, it's
only one. Only the Duran section of Second Life are they the mayor? All right, moving on.
So the next four questions come from our friend Colin. All right,
let's do it.
At Cowood Church. So, it's actually three questions. Sorry. Do you think Fallout 76 will be as good as the first 75 versions of the game? #TweetCorner.
I think it'll be better than the previous 75 versions.
Yes, it's going to be better. 100%. And then he yelled at me for answering that question on Twitter.
Did you? Oh, you did.
Yeah, and he goes, you're supposed to answer that on air and also give me that game since I asked.
Yeah, no, and then I defended you and responded in GIF form to him.
It should be. Time will tell.
Yes. We don't know that
I'm
yet.
Personally looking forward to Fallout 78.
Yeah.
I think Fallout... the best entry was Fallout 69.
I was literally going to say Fallout 69 took it in a weird direction, but artistically speaking, it was nice.
We started talking at the same time, and we were both going in the
same direction. No, all three of us were right there. All fucking three of us were right there.
I mean, it was right there. So, low hanging fruit on that one.
69 was definitely a change of pace from, you know, previous entries. It was good, like Clark said. It was artistically beautiful. Very
up and down north south game.
Yeah. It was really free spirited game. You could do whatever you wanted, essentially.
It's a bit moist. It was a bit moist, but
moist.
What?
But I don't think there's gonna be a good one after this one until Fallout YOLO Swag 420. Yes.
You know, I almost made a 421 joke also, but I decided not to.
I'll take the low road.
Hey man, I'm glad one of us did.
The next one from him is Ask the GY Podcast, what is a video game? Hashtag Tweet Corner.
It is video game.
It's a game that you play.
Video game is video game.
On a TV, yeah.
What else do you want to know? It's Second Life.
What the fuck are you asking us for? Use Wikipedia, dumbass.
Ask Pontifex.
Yes.
Yes. He knows all.
He does. All right. I think we sufficiently answered that one.
And the next one is probably his best one. Ask CGY Podcast. Which Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle do you think is the best kisser? Hashtag Tweet Corner.
Now that's a good question.
Donatello, hands down.
I was going to say, without a doubt, Donatello.
He's the most tender. He's the most tender.
He's gentle, man.
I mean,
he's so gentle.
I'm so glad we're all on the same page with that one. Because after I read that, I was like, it's Donatello.
And the boy knows how to work a stick.
Raphael clearly is going to be too aggressive. Too much time.
Michelangelo's going to be sloppy.
And Michelangelo's all over the place and sloppy. And Leonardo seems kind of like a prude.
Yep.
Hands down. Yep.
So Raphael's too much of a workaholic, and Donatello's going to give you that back massage.
Donatello.
I mean, what else can he do with that bow staff? Am I right?
Am I right? That's what I'm saying. So these answers that you're getting from us, and they're similar, are why we're friends, guys.
Tweet at us if you disagree with us, but just know that you're
wrong. Tell us what Donatello. You think the best mutant Ninja Turtle kisser is, who that is.
Next one comes from our sweet baby boy, allegedly Jeff. At CGY Podcast, if one of you had amnesia, who would it be and what lies would you tell him? Hashtag Tweet Corner.
I feel like this is setting up for a very specific, very easy joke.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think you guys would let me tell you things. I think I would have to be the one to have amnesia in this group because the troll would come out in me and I would make you believe things that are obviously not true.
I thought the low-hanging fruit joke was me.
Yeah, that's the obvious answer, but yeah. I'm going to go with Chris because if he's a bird, I'm a bird.
There you go.
I mean, I'm going to hop on that train.
I sacrifice myself for the good of the gang, you know. You guys wouldn't allow it. The other person wouldn't let me talk to the person with amnesia, probably.
What lies would I tell you? The lies that I would tell you would be like the would you rather shit that he sent us in the past. Like between 5 and 6, an invisible horse is going to show up at your house. I'm like, that's just what I'm going to tell you, and then just.
Can I just pretend to have amnesia?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to do that. I'm voting for myself.
That's always an option.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Always.
All right. I'm saying me. But pretend.
But not real, though.
No. It's just an excuse for me to walk around with no pants on.
So the next one comes from at Miranda5Right. It's about a sandwich, obviously. I don't know if you guys probably saw that coming. It's about a sandwich. Mm-hmm. Which is fine, because everything is a sandwich. Hashtag. At the GY Podcast, if you could eat only one kind of sandwich for the rest of your life, what kind of sandwich would it be? Hashtag Tweet Corner. Hashtag everything is a sandwich. Hashtag but not hot dogs. She really said hot dogs, but it's not a sandwich, so I'm not including that. Hashtag.
Can't be included.
I'm going PB&J.
Peanut butter and banana.
Not bad.
One sandwich. One very good, very good sandwich. I'm gonna go with
Remember, she said everything is a sandwich. Keep that in mind.
Hunter's Club from Jimmy John's.
Oh wow,
that's a good one.
Roast beef provolone.
It's not a bad one.
Some whole grain mustard on there.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Still going peanut butter and jelly.
Peanut butter and banana, man. That's a good one.
See, I can mix mine up with different kinds of jelly. You just have to have peanut butter and banana the rest of your life.
So what? I could use different peanut. I'm not a savage.
I'm gonna go toasted peanut butter and honey sandwich.
Open face.
Bruschetta.
yeah, hot dogs on a sandwich again. Never was, never will be. We need to make this clear for you guys. It is not a sandwich. The next one comes from at the Sutar, my friend Chris Sutar. At CGY Podcast, hashtag Tweet Corner, what one word would you use to describe Ronk? And why is that one word sexy? Hashtag Dream Team, hashtag BBY045.
I mean, if you've ever seen Chris dance or sing.
You flatter me.
That's, I mean, sexy. There you go.
Ever seen him try and catch a garter?
Oh, yeah. Fight for it.
And wrestle for it. It really gets those juices flowing, you know what I mean?
Sexy.
I'm a bigger guy. I'm very agile. If you didn't know, I'm also very sneaky. You could ask some of my coworkers about that. I also have a lovely... I think I sing like shit, but whatever. I'm not listening to it. You are.
Fair.
But, you heard it all, and thank you for the compliments, gentlemen. I love you. The next one comes from our lovely baby boy, Dustin Rhymes 42. Dustin, you sent us a question.
I did.
Man, you're a gentleman and a scholar. At CGY Podcast, can we please get a buddy cop movie/show starring John Stamos and Brendan Fraser? Hashtag Tweet Corner, hashtag the question.
Easy answer. No. Yes.
I'm saying no. I think it'd be stupid.
Adam, I'm with you. I would love to watch it. I'd watch it right now.
Next season of True Detective.
Oh my god.
Now, which Brendan Fraser are we talking about? Encino Man?
No, this Mummy era? This era.
Doesn't matter.
He's the hardened Brendan Fraser.
That's also true. Like, he is gritty right now. He is gritty.
You're welcome, HBO.
Holy shit. So our next and last question comes from our winner of the giveaway game.
Oh.
Detroit Become Human. Congratulations. Christina Flores at GoCast Christina. Hashtag Tweet Corner. I'll ask a question I had to answer this week. What game would you have you had forever but never broke the seal on it or got around to finishing? Dustin's is every game.
Yeah, I have a lot.
Much every.
So I never, and I still have it, I never opened Final Fantasy Tactics.
Okay.
It's never broken its seal. I've heard it's great. Never tried it. No.
I'm going to go with Shadow of Mordor. I still haven't finished it. I bought it twice, and I still haven't fucking finished it.
Yeah.
I don't even think I've gotten a third of the way through that game.
I don't know.
Well, you got a big
it's one of the more like recent ones, like Metal Gear Solid 5. Like I haven't beaten it yet. I don't know if I'm gonna get back to doing that. So do it. I should. Like I really want to. Like I've had it for how many years now, but
would it be easier if you'd answer what game you have finished recently that you liked?
Far Cry 5, dick. I finished more games than you think. I just
the numbers outweigh, though.
Yeah, I also don't quite a bit.
Well, congratulations to Christina on winning.
Yeah, congrats.
A copy of Detroit Become Human. We will be in contact with you somewhere on social media and get some details. And thank you, everybody, for asking. I know it's going to be a little hard-pressed to keep this amount of awesome questions up every other week when we're not running contests, but hopefully this can start a trend. This was fun. I like answering all these questions.
I do too.
This is great. This is easily one of my favorite part of us doing these episodes, our answering these questions. Yeah. So
keep it up. And then thank you everybody for coming up with
awesome to really stupid yet hilarious questions. Hold on, I have a text message here from my wife asking if I'm still recording, so I'm going to tell her yes. That does it, right? We're done?
That's everything, man.
That's it. That's all the questions.
That's an episode.
It felt good to be back.
It does feel good to be back. It feels great knowing we have no real big obligations ahead of us for a long time, and we can just play D&D and record podcasts together.
It's just so... it's so great. It's having that weight off your shoulders. It's just, it feels so nice.
And congratulations to you for getting it done, getting married.
Hey man, thanks. I appreciate it. Thanks for being there with me.
Of course.
You're welcome.
You too, man. We got to wait from you.
You can, well, we pretty much already covered. Send us more questions. We love answering them. So hashtag Tweet Corner.
Yes, please.
Here out or on Facebook, go like our Facebook if you haven't. That's still growing. It's nice to see. Go subscribe to us on iTunes if you have an iTunes account, or subscribe to us on any platform you listen to us on. Which also did I got an email last night about us getting on Spotify.
I did too.
Yep, that's me.
That's a thing.
That's happening.
It's under review.
Okay.
So apparently through Podbean, you could go and, you know, say, hey, I want to be on Spotify. They have people that will talk to Spotify, and yeah, so we'll see.
So, okay, we might have some fun announcements in the near future on that front. But, yeah, go subscribe to us anywhere we're at, or anywhere you listen to us. If you can, leave a review with as many stars as you feel is appropriate. It's going to be 5. I know that. And, yeah, go follow us on Twitter. You can, all our accounts are on our CGY podcast, CGY podcast on Facebook as well. And then, I mean, we might actually have time to start streaming again, so we'll put out messages about that when that happens. So yeah, as always, we end every episode with a shower thought. And this week's comes from user Techno Waffle.
Okay.
I'm
intrigued already.
It would be weird if a human yelled out, "Anybody want to fuck?" But birds do it all day and nobody cares. And that has been episode 27 of Come Get Your Podcast. I've been your host.
This guy fucks.
I've been your host, Adam.
I've been Dustin.
And I've been Chris.
And, we'll see you next time.
Hey, you want to fuck?
Let's fuck.